Hey guys, welcome back to the Goop U podcast. This is episode 35, 36, somewhere in there. And we got a fun one today. There's probably some new people here. You guys have followed me for all the smoke and all the controversy. If you're just joining us, welcome. If you've already been a part of the roast, thank you for your participation. You guys already know this about me by now. I absolutely cannot fucking tolerate thieves or people that are less than genuine about what they're doing, or people that misdirect you, or just fucking liars. It pisses me off so much. I have to say something. I don't really give a fuck about the repercussions. I've been canceled by the Health at Every Size community multiple times at this point. It only makes my following grow, so I don't really give a fuck. And if you follow me long enough, you know what you see is what you get. I don't really have to pretend to be anything that I'm not. But I think everybody is pretty fucking good at spotting that. And that leads me to our topic today. And our subject matter is a coaching team called Dumbbells and Donuts. Or Donuts and Dumbbells. I think it's Dumbbells and Donuts. It's coached by, I don't really know the girl's name. For as much as I've been roasting her for the past 48 hours, you'd think I'd know her name, but I've affectionately been referring to her as Pub Sub, and we'll talk why in a second. But she's a hoot. She charges $350 a month. Now, to put it in perspective, I charge $195, which I think is very, very, very high. I feel bad about it sometimes, but to the point for me, I have too many people. I have to find a way to weed out the ones that really want to work and really want to work with me, so I move my prices up. I felt bad about it. I know a lot of guys that charge about that or a little less than that. Alyssa, I think her name is Allie, Dumbbells and Donuts, Pub Sub. She charges $350 per client for 30 days of her effort. I'm a nobody in this industry for sure, but I've worked with definitely over 1200, 1300 people at this point, and I would throw up if I asked somebody to pay me $350 for 30 days of my effort. She doesn't seem to have a problem doing it. And honestly, I wouldn't be bitching. There's tons of coaches out there that are worth that charge that and a little more, maybe not very much more. There's some guys that are, you know, insane, sky high. They just want 10 or 15 people on the roster. But she doesn't show any real results, and that's kind of the problem. She's very notorious for bringing girls in out of shape. She only works with women, I do believe. None of them ever come in shape. She's sort of like a little pyramid scam, multi-level marketing thing. And so my whole podcast is just kind of talking about, you know, beware. Here's what's going on here. This is everything I'm saying has a receipt. It's a fact. Maybe a little bit of this is my opinion, but if you don't believe me, go check on it. And I'm, you know, direct quotes from her page, direct quotes or summations of things that have happened this week. And let's talk about it. So I think what started all of this was, I don't know, I followed her for a minute, and I just always see her turning these girls out where it's, you know, she'll make a post, oh, I'm this girl 5 weeks out, and it's like, damn, from what? From starting her contest prep? Like in five weeks she's gonna start? But it's no, you know, she's putting this girl on stage. And I just did it the other day. I clicked on her fucking thing and I was like, how much is she charging? Expecting like $30 a month, you know? Okay, well, you know, whatever. What are you losing? $350 fucking dollars. My jaw dropped. I was like, no, this isn't right. This has to be stopped. And that leads us to where we're at. This girl has, it's like everything is wrong here. There's nothing adds up. Nothing seems to make sense. She had a story yesterday or the day before where she's traveling for some client show, and she goes into it. She's talking about, oh, I just went into the gas station and there was a Cinnabon there and I didn't get it. And that's like her congratulatory thing to herself. And then immediately says, and instead I got this turkey and cheese sub, and it's a fucking Pub Sub, which if you don't know what that is, it's like a Publix sub. And it's like this giant fucking submarine sandwich and a thing of strawberries. And it's like, wow, like if you had any fucking knowledge about what's going on here, those are two bad choices that you're making, Dumbbells and Donuts. Two really horrible choices, and you're congratulating yourself for making a bad... It's just all fucked. Like, it's all sorts of fucked. Like, that is not something that you should be bragging about. Especially, you know, she's always talking, oh, I got my wellness debut coming up. This, go look at the photos. This girl is nowhere ready. But, you know, hey, maybe she looks terrible and all of her clients look awesome and I'd have no fucking problem. I look like shit. There's a bunch of coaches that look like shit and their clients are all peeled out. They give the service. They do the fucking thing. There's a lot of coaches out there. You don't even know what the fuck they look like. Most people don't even know what I look like. And they don't need to, because on the average, if my person listens, they fucking show up looking the right way they're supposed to. Her people could probably do everything that she says and more and still show up awful, because the person steering the ship doesn't even know what's going on. I have a quote here. And this is a direct quote from one of her posts. It says, ladies, read the caption. Ladies, stop eating less than 1,200 calories. You're not a toddler. Coaches, do better. Do not allow your client to wreck their health so you can have a quick transformation photo to use for advertising. Ellipses. Even when competing into the extremes that come with competing, clients should not be eating less than 1,200 calories, plus doing 2+ hours of cardio per day. Do not allow coaches to manipulate you by saying phrases like, I'll stop here, I'll come back to what she's saying, the manipulating phrases. Team Atlas, James Ayoti, I believe his name is, just posted his eight or 12 girls or however many girls he's sending to North Americans, which he's the fucking bikini guy, the go-to, the greatest of all time currently. You know, one of those guys that turns out more pros than you could probably fucking name. Most of his girls are under 1,200. And they're winning. And they're paying about what these girls are paying dumbbells and donuts. So who's the asshole here? The guy that's turning out winners, or the chick that's saying, don't do this just because? Like, really, what is the fucking health concern that comes? This is a fucking extreme physique sport. I just think somewhere along the line, this girl got really fucking confused, and she's confusing bodybuilding with, like, calisthenics, or I don't know. I really don't know. Like, she thinks bodybuilding is something different, because if she thought it was an extreme sport where you're supposed to come fucking peeled out and in shape and as big and lean and hard as you possibly could, she probably wouldn't say these things. It makes no fucking sense. Let's go on to the next. She says, do not allow coaches to manipulate you by saying phrases like, do better, no one cares, try harder, trust the process, this is normal, suck it up, and don't be such a bitch. God forbid somebody motivate you or tell you that you need to try a little fucking harder. Maybe if she said that to some of her clients, they would look so bad. Another infraction that I'm going to move on to of team dumbbells and donuts. So let's talk about, if you guys are listening to this and you don't know anything about competing, I'm going to explain it. If you already know, then just fucking, I don't know, listen, who cares? Turn it off. Do whatever you want to do. So NPC, you go, you sign up for a class. It's $100 for the class. Your NPC card is $125. Your TAN is about $100 to $125. And then for every class you wish to compete in, which means, say you're a girl, you're going to do Bikini Open. All right, you're a short girl, so you're in the A class. Okay, that's $100. Now, say your coach says, hey, you're new to this. There's a novice class. Let's do the Open and the novice class. Boom, $200. $200. I have a rule for my clients. If you want to fucking compete, you're going to do the Open, and anything else is on you, but you have to do the Open. That's all I say. You must do the Open. You can join a novice class if you want, but I want you to stand next to good people. I want you to see what it's like. If you're not ready, you're going to learn. You know, because sometimes people just want to compete, and they say, yeah, that's fine, all well and good, but we're not going into a novice class only. You're going to do the Open to see what it's like. Whatever. No harm, no foul. This girl, dumbbells and donuts, had one of her girls, she just recently posted it, do 7 fucking classes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, $700 fucking dollars is what it costs for that girl to be on stage for probably 30 total minutes. This is bad for a number of reasons. This girl wasn't ready in the first place. I feel horrible for her. She wasn't in shape. And this dumbbells and donuts girl is just kind of scattergunning, You know, maybe she'll win something. She does this for a reason. She does this because she knows if she enters her in seven classes, it's like fucking armed forces class, like bikini A class, bikini A with strawberry blonde hair, bikini A with a limp, like just fucking anything they have, she's sending this girl in because she assumes that at some point this girl's gonna get a medal. And she's right. Of the seven classes, this girl will like placed within the top five of like three of them or so, I don't know. On her placing, she said, oh, the placings today, she got sixth-ish. I looked it up. She got fucking eighth. She got eighth, dumbbells and donuts. It was eighth. That's what you meant. Anyway, this is like a scattergun approach because remember how she said before? Let me read it. She said, don't allow your clients to wreck their health so you can have a quick transformation photo to use for advertising. Pot calling the fucking kettle here, dumbbells and donuts. The whole fucking reason she's doing this, scattergunning this client, making them spend $700, go into every fucking class that they can have, is so that at the end of the day, she can make a little post where she says, hey, look, here's the medal. And these girls that don't know what's going on in the first place that are going to hire her in the future say, oh, well, she must have won. Now, they don't know that this was a class of five and her client got fifth place. They don't know that. But they see a fucking medal, and that's good. Now, if she had entered the open, they would be coming home empty-handed as they deserved, which they did in whatever open class she had, I'm sure. And that would be that. And it's fucked up. You know, it's good for her, bad for her client. That's not how it's supposed to be. You know, these people are really paying you to learn from you, to look their best, to not get embarrassed on stage. And she has this seedy underbelly type of scammer thing going on, and we'll talk a little more about that. There's more to this where it's just obvious that it's a big scam. Anyway, other things she does, and there's go to the page. It's dumbbells_n_donuts, but she spells it DOUGHNUTS. Go to her page, scroll it. I think she made it private, so maybe you gotta add and pretend like you don't hate her for a minute, but go scroll it and you'll find many examples of clients that she says 5 weeks out and these girls are nowhere near ready. Like nowhere near ready. When I made these Instagram story posts the other day, I had probably 15 or 20 women in my inbox that all said more or less the same thing. They said something to the effect of, yeah, she was my coach. I was very concerned that I was behind, but she kept saying, and they all use the same words, so I know this is fucking true. They said that she would call them sweetie, honey, love, and say, no, honey, you're right on track. You're right on track. And she basically pushed them into doing the shows. All of these women that I talked to, it was never their fucking idea. Because I asked, it was never their fucking idea to do the show. She wanted them to do it for, you know, these advertising purposes. It's bad for these people, right? At the end of the day, they put $350 every 30 days into this chick's hands and said, hey, you're the expert. Tell me what I need to do. And they, you know, people are smart. They know what's going on. People aren't dumb. That's why people fire her all the time. Because even if you don't know at the beginning, you're going to figure it out. And they all figured it out eventually. They said, oh, wait, no, something's not right. You know, their intuition. Am I really 5 weeks out? Am I really 4 weeks out? I still have a stomach. Like, what's going on? No, you're good. You're good. You're good. They go. You get the medal for your fucking fifth of five. Your girl posts it online. Blah, blah, blah. You never talk to her again. You're embarrassed and she doesn't care because she got a cool post. And the people that are going to look at it don't know what they're looking at anyway. But you had to deal with that embarrassment. It's like a trend here. It's a common theme. Things that are bad for the client is good for her, and she does that, makes that choice every fucking time. Every one of her fucking clients that I talked to said they put that she had them buying all the shit with her discount code on whatever fucking, go to her link tree. This girl has fucking 12 discount codes. She's like the ultimate multi-level marketer. Every fucking scam, every scam company, every fucking bullshit, whatever supplement that'll give out a code to get 15% off or whatever small kickback, this girl has in her fucking bio. Every single one. And all of her clients told me, you know, this is what they told me. Maybe they're all lying. I don't know. I don't think so. They all told me that she makes them buy these products or heavily encourages that they all use these products and then use her code. I mean, I don't know. You know, you can decide for yourself here, but there's probably four things that I've said, you know, four paths that I've built that do lead all to the jackpot of this fucking girl will do whatever's best for her and whatever's worst for her client if the opportunity arises. She doesn't give a fuck that this girl that was 5 weeks out, that wasn't probably 5,200 fucking weeks out, you know, this girl was nowhere near in shape, doesn't care that she's embarrassed. You know, this is a bodybuilding show. People are gonna laugh. People in the audience are gonna laugh about it. They're gonna nudge the person next to them and say, oh my God, who let her on stage? This is an objective fucking sport based on harsh criticism. That's how it fucking works. That's how you get better, and that's what it's there for. She made a post. Oh my God, I can't believe anybody would. I wish I had prepared and had it pulled up. Something about, she listed bullet points out about why I'm a shitbag, I guess. And number five was, what was it? Nobody should give an unsolicited opinion of a physique that's posted online. Like, do you know where you are? If you're posting your fucking physique online, welcome to bodybuilding. I'm gonna criticize it if I want to. Why the fuck are you posting it in the first place? Good vibes only? Absolutely fucking not. You're posting your work. You're posting and you're saying, this is good. Hire me for this reason. So you're open to criticism, or at least you should be. And the criticism is, these people are not getting in shape, and it's because of you, and it's not because they're bad people or they're lazy, it's because they have a coach that's not telling them the truth. Nobody, you know, everybody starts somewhere. Nobody starts jacked, shredded, peeled, tan, big butt, whatever the fuck it is. Nobody starts that way. But they're never going to get there if you constantly stuff them in a show to get the whatever, get the medal, get the picture, snap the selfie, wear your stupid little fucking coach jacket that don't fit you, and then leave. That's not how it works. I feel bad for these women because they experience that embarrassment. Bodybuilding is a critical fucking sport. Nobody's gonna, you know, go in and say, oh, hey, you did a great job. They're all thinking the same thing. They're thinking, who let that girl on stage? And then they see your ass and then they understand. This is, I don't know why I'm talking directly there right now, but this is a real person. And, you know, for as real as she is, I'm sure there's many other fitness thieves and fitness multi-level marketing people out there. She's just the first one that's on my radar. So yeah, so many of you reached out to me about this chick. So many of you. It was absolutely astounding. And all of you had the same kind of message was, she's a thief, or she misled me, or I had a friend that she misled, or she trash talks her old coach, and her old coach is a really good dude. I'm not going to name him because you guys may already know who he is. Super good dude. I followed him forever. Turns out, really good athletes. No complaints in the world I've ever heard about him, except for coming from this girl. And she constantly on all of her media trashes him, says he ruined her hormones or whatever the fuck is going on. And yeah, no, I think she just binge eats and is upset. This feels like the misery enjoys company thing, where this girl is like, man, I wasn't good at bodybuilding. I wasn't good at bikini. So I'm going to start a team and I'm going to send all these girls to shows worse than I was so I can feel good about it. And that's what she does. She's trying to create the world that she wants to live in. The world she wants to live in is where 39 week out bikini girls show up and they get an award because they scattergunned into fucking $900 of classes, and then you go home and you eat the donut and you eat the cinnamon bun and you eat the whatever and you post online about how you ate more than 1200 calories so you're healthy today and everybody's fucking happy. I don't know, like, really a big fuck you, honestly, if you're listening to this. Big fuck you. You should stop, you should quit. Send me your 2 weeks, I'll take this podcast down. Tell me you quit this whole thing and you're going to get a real job and you're going to do something that you're actually good at, or change your branding. You're no longer doing bodybuilding prep. You're helping women lose weight or whatever the fuck it is. Do not send another girl to a show. You've never done it right. You're never going to do it right. You got to quit. Like, really just quit. Stop stealing money. Go to $30. $30 a month. I think that's about what you're worth right now, because you're not really helping anybody. You're afraid to say the hard things. You're afraid to criticize. That was a common theme with everybody who messaged me. She's all fucking sunshine and rainbows, honey this, love that. Never told me what I needed to work on, and that's what I craved. So, you know, you're bad at your job. Give me your 2 weeks, I'll take this podcast down, or rebrand your shit, say I'm a health coach, whatever the fuck it is, all the other chicks that are just like you. do. But don't show up at bodybuilding shows. You're not qualified for it. You have no fucking resume. And that's that. You know, that's that. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. It's been a lovely week. It finally stopped raining here in New York City. And that's that. I'm going to have Ross Flanagan on the podcast this Friday. We're talking about Ross's sauces. We're talking about how me and Ross met. We've known each other for like probably 6 years at this point. And whatever the fuck else comes up. So anyway, have a good day, guys. Talk to you.